Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Don.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the fifth issue of the series, second issue of the Better Days story arc. If you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last four episodes. We start out this issue, and everybody is telling their, what would you do with the money tails? And
fucking Jane.
Jane is the first one we see, and apparently he has now become a captain of the Alliance, and his ship is called the Radiant Cobb.
I don't think he is a commander in the Alliance. He's got his own ship.
But he's got the trappings of an Alliance.
That's because he's a captain. That's his imagination of what his uniform would look like on his ship.
Well, I thought that was Alliance uniform.
I thought though. Alliance were blue. Blue and gray.
I don't remember.
Anyways.
Okay, yes. But he's the captain of the ship. It's fucking dumb. But of course, you know, everybody's laughing because why not?
What's so gory and funny?
The outfit, the crew, the Radiant Cobb. That's my mom's name. I mean, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
We then get, you know,
Wash
and Zoe's.
Actually, this one might have just been Wash's.
But then Zoe's not disagreeing with him, though, either. He's got his own ship, and he's got, you know, family. Aw, little one.
I love that, though, right here when Wash is talking about his vision, mm-hmm. and he's like, well, I don't think there's enough money in the verse for Jane to nab a captaincy, but since we're people with some wealth now, here's my vision, shower free. because he was talking about wanting, Jane being a pervert. And Zoe, the first thing Zoe says is, I already have problems with it. You know, because they're not going to be in the shower.
But. Yeah, yep. But she also agrees with it when he tells her the tale, and, you know, his own ship, family, all that. They ask what, you know, Mouse is, and he says, he doesn't really say much.
I can't say, he's like, maybe I'll tell you after the shepherd goes to bed.
Yeah, there's certain sexual oddities I'd be looking to indulge. So, you know, it's fine.
It's Mouse basic, you know, abort,
yep,
showing,
yep,
any kind of, you know,
so he,
anything.
He wanders off. He wanders through the ship, you know, but they say that they're on vacation, and they show this beautiful mountainside palace. You know, it's also on the beach. So, cool. Awesome. Fun. He's walking to Inara's shuttle. And
just to let her know that, you know, they're almost ready to board or
yep.
to dock.
And, you know, inadvertently just kind of interrupts her phone call. She was kind of at the end of it anyway. But she asks him what a dust devil is. And, you know, Mal says, you know, dust devil's a bunch of strong-minded folk back during the war. Well, mostly just after. He, you know, says, it's my definition.
Alliance just probably varies.
Yeah, they probably have a different one. What's going on here?
So this is
the guy that she told her about dust devils. He's having like a flashback to after the war.
To being attacked by the Dust Devils,
yeah,
which is why he's got such a problem with them.
Yep. He calls them terrorists. He is like, all right, well, we're going after these guys.
Is it just me, or does this group of guys look like police?
I mean, yeah.
Like, I'm talking about
the
uniforms.
Yeah, the suit, yeah.
Like the suits, the
riot
vests,
gear and all
the
that.
Guns.
Yeah,
yeah,
yes. I mean, they're military. So, yeah. Look, we're seeing that everywhere nowadays.
And then we get Shepherd Book.
He is
fucking
a
cracked me
crime
up.
Lord, man. He's sitting in a
money and
cushy
hose.
Chair. Yeah, basically money and house. Yeah, and everybody's just shocked Everybody's just shocked. And he's like, kidding. Yeah, I reckon I give it all to the Abbey. It's like, oh boy. But they, you know, go to their rooms, I guess, and just they're gonna relax for a bit.
Well, except for Inara, who's on a working vacation.
Well, that's Inara. We get Simon and River, and
yeah, Simon's talking about wanting to go back to being a doctor again.
Yes. Oh, for his tales, but it'd be a doctor with River by his side.
Yeah,
which is fun.
Except he says back on Osiris.
Yep.
Like, so obviously he's letting the money get to his head and he's daydreaming.
It'd be back to his old life. He wants to go back to his old life.
But that's what I'm saying, but they're criminals. Like, they're wanted by the Alliance. Like, there's no amount of money that would buy them out of...
You never know.
No, you do know. Well, I mean, I guess we know because we've read. Yeah. Anyways.
But...
He's like, yeah, I want to be somewhere safe like this. And River says, you know, this place isn't safe.
No, yep. But she says it under her breath. Like she does. And, yeah.
And then Jane asking Simon for advice. Oh, it's
take
beautiful.
It. Go ahead.
So, okay. So, as Simon's walking away from River, Jane's like, hey, can I have a word with you, Doc? And he's like, how do I get with these fancy, you know, he's like, I've never had sex with a companion before. He's like, how do I go about it? And so apparently they've been talking for a while, and all you get from Jane is, and then I stick it in.
Simon's like, engaging a companion isn't about sex for money. You know, there's no shortage of men. They can have any, if they want sex, it's fine. Like, they're not whores.
They're there for more.
Yeah.
It's a whole, like, it's the whole girlfriend experience.
Yes. you know, Simon keeps on saying, you know, lady takes her cues from her client. If she feels he's respectful, it'll put her at ease.
Right there, put her at ease, and then you stick it in.
Simon's just like, oh god.
Yes, that's exactly. Yep. Do not go away.
We go back to the guy they sold Ed 209.8D2 on to, and he is getting his teeth pulled out and being tortured.
Not by choice, obviously.
No, of course not by choice. He's tied down to a chair, by the military contractor. Trying to figure out where Reynolds is at.
Ex-military contractor? Because he's definitely not...
yeah, probably not. And he's just like, he's working. He's trying to figure out where Mal's at. And he finishes up his work. Ah, I'm losing pages here. There we go. He finishes up his work. And then another one of his associates comes in. I don't know.
But basically it tells them they've got a hit on the Serenity.
Yep.
They know where she's at.
So here's my question.
What's with the nano?
Was it on Kayla already, or did this doctor put it on her now?
See, I am not sure.
Because
He was taking it off of her.
Yeah,
because later on I think we find out there were millions of them released, or is it this guy that says...
we had a couple hundred beacons. Yes.
The microscopic tracking beacons
upon unexpected shutdown. Okay.
So they're crawling all over the ship, which is how they know where the fire
Well, or just all
or
over
all
her.
The people. Yeah. Oh,
because
yeah. Kaylee
she was the one to shut
it down.
That makes more sense. Okay. Because I would also think that this guy who was taking off her finger would say, hey, what's this?
Yeah. You'd think.
You'd think. But then we also, now we get Kaylee's. What she would do with the money, and she would buy this shop for her and her dad, basically a repair shop.
But what she's telling us and what actually is going on in her mind are two different things.
Basically, she would have
Simon
a life with Simon. Oh yeah, because they're all in the pool. No, I'm sorry.
A hot tub.
The ladies are just having a fun
Looks
time.
Looks like it would have been a good place to be.
Inara asked River what she would do with money, and
it's fantastic
because River is not all there. She apparently is dancing with the giant fish whale thing while just the world is
There's Mushu in the background.
yeah, it's and... she is having
It's
very
psychedelic, a psychedelic daydream type of thing.
I like Zoe's like, well, mine's taken.
Yeah.
She's having fun with it. And Mal and Jane are just, you know, relaxing in the main, I guess the whole crew is.
When I first saw Jane with all four drinks, I thought they were all for him. And they still might be, I guess. I don't know.
Well, he does say, what, did you want one or something? So oh, I think yeah. they all are actually
I was right.
But as they're sitting down, relaxing for the dinner, having drinks, this band of bandits comes in and is going to take all the money from everybody. And Mal, being awesome like he is, he kind of whispers to Wash to give him some shade. So he is able to use a tray for like the solar sensors or something. I don't know.
To block the camera.
Yes. And as he is handing over his cash, he hits the like safety
the or power the
power
button yeah.
on the side of the gun. Ultimately, these guys, the crew of the Firefly, just takes these guys down within seconds. Like, they're nothing. They stop them all. And now they're being hailed as heroes because they stopped the Rick from...
Well, that was different.
Stopped the Rick from not getting ripped off, I guess.
I don't think they were so worried about everybody else. It was just their own money that they...
Well, yes, but...
Yeah.
You know, everybody else doesn't need to know that.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's going on here? So, Mal is just having, just looking at whatever. He decides he's going to go to, I don't know, I'm losing myself here. What's going on here?
This is where he goes back to the shuttle.
Well, he goes to Inara shuttle, but the talk between...
Oh, between him and Zoe?
Yeah.
Oh, it's because Zoe was a Dust Devil for a while.
Okay.
And, yeah, and then he's talking about, he's like, I wish everybody would have left it in the past.
Okay, fair enough. So he makes his way to Inara shuttle, because I think, let's see here. Oh, because he saw an Alliance shuttle touchdown. Some ways away. That's also what they were talking about. Him and Zoe were talking about. And so he's going to Inara, and he's like, you know, don't tell me you were dumb enough to
have an alliance,
you know, shack group. Up with yeah. an alliance guy. But as he, just before he gets to the shuttle, he sees Simon walking out. And then he gets knocked out.
Yeah.
And that's how we end this issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Serenity story.